neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the DVC Newscast. This is episode 137. It is March 21st, and I'm here with Sue. Hey, Sue.
Hey, how are you, Pete?
Good. It's been a little while since you've been on the show. It's been Shannon and I the last few episodes, so it's good to have you. I know Shannon's leaving on, I think it's the Icon of the Seas, so it's not a Disney cruise, but Shannon and her husband and Ryder are heading out to sea in a couple days, so I know she's very busy. We had a lot of news came out this week, and we just had to get a show together. I called up Sue, and she is actually in town. She's a very busy person, but I'm glad you could join us, Sue.
Thanks. I'll be here for the next month.
The next month. Okay, that's good. Our viewers will be happy.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, that's great. All right. So let's first thank our sponsor, and our sponsor for this week is the DVC Rental Store.
We want to give a shout out to our sponsor for today's episode, the DVC Rental Store. So maybe you are an existing DVC owner and you just ran out of points. And you want to rent some points for an upcoming trip, you can definitely contact them and see if they have a reservation available. A lot of times they have confirmed reservations that they're also trying to rent out. Or maybe you are a DVC owner that aren't able to make it down to Orlando or Anaheim this year and you want to rent out your points. They will also help you out with doing that. So definitely hit up our friends at the DVC Rental Store.
And with that, we're going to start the actual news. Sue, you're going to give us the first story here. I think this one's kind of neat.
This is kind of neat. It's showing that we're getting over the COVID aspect. Vero Beach Character Breakfast is returning. And I know for a lot of you who go to Vero Beach, having a character breakfast there was really something very nice to have with the kids at the beach. Well, starting April 20th, the character breakfast will return to the Winds and Wave at Vero Beach, and it's going to be every single Saturday. This was, as I said, regularly scheduled event back before COVID, but now they're returning and they're coming back with a new menu. The characters will be Goofy and Pluto, and they'll be making the rounds while guests are enjoying their breakfast. The tasty menu items, some of the new ones that they're going to have, will be Bananas Foster French Toast. Kind of reminds me of maybe the Tonga toast over at the Poly.
It does sound a little bit like that, right?
Yeah. Also, they're going to offer the Treasure Omelet. Breakfast hours are from 8 to noon, and it's available for booking now. So if you're going to be at Vero from April 20th forward, and you're going to be there on a Saturday, really, I think you're going to enjoy the breakfast. Winds and Waves, it's a very nice restaurant. And you'll have the close-up and personal attention of the characters there. So you can do meet and greets and have your pictures taken and great breakfast.
Yeah. Have you ever done the character breakfast there? Because I know you've stayed there several times.
Yep. Years ago, we did the character breakfast. And it's because it's a smaller restaurant, it's very intimate. And that's what we really liked about it. And the characters did spend time at every single table. They weren't as rushed as they are at Disney World because you have a fast turnover at Disney World. And this was a lot more relaxing.
Yeah. When I think about it, I mean, we stayed there once. It was actually, I think, just not too long post-COVID. So that breakfast wasn't there at the time. But we did eat at that restaurant, both for breakfast and dinner. Very good food.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's really the only option for food. They have like kind of quick service, but this is the only sit down restaurant at Vero Beach. But the food there is very good, you know, and which is nice to have it there because there isn't a lot of restaurants in that immediate area. Right.
Right. You'd have to go in towards the town area.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is that with their couple of years ago, they built the new kind of a snack bar or fast food area. Mm-hmm. And that really is good. At nighttime, they do have some specials. Every night, it's a different special.
Okay.
And they'll make salads for you. They have sandwiches your choice of different sandwiches. So it's all freshly made and great pastries in the morning for and muffins for breakfast. Mm-hmm. It is nice. And then you've got all of the tables outside. So if it's a nice day and it's not raining, sit outside, have your breakfast or have your lunch or your dinner.
Yeah, it's a lovely dining location and there's enough food options there. I think if you're there for like a week or something like that, you'd probably want to get off property.
Yeah.
Or certainly, I mean, obviously, if you have a one bedroom or larger, you'd be cooking for yourself some. But we were in a studio and I think we were only there 3 nights. So we mostly just ate at the location and it was a lot of fun eating there and being there because it's a piece of Disney without the rush of Disney. I kind of picture that's like going to Aulani is, right? It's more relaxing than going to Disney World, but you still feel that you got that Disney experience. So yeah, I definitely recommend it to any DVC members that haven't tried it.
Yeah. To me, it's a hidden gem. I try not to speak too often of it because I don't want people down there and not being able to get reservations, especially with the rooms in the inn.
Yeah.
The ocean view rooms in the inn are fantastic.
Yep, that's where we stayed and they were great for sure. That's good news. And we are live streaming this episode on several of the MyDVC Point community sites. So if you are watching and you want to comment, we'll be seeing your comments. We can share them as we're going. So feel free if you've been to that location, if you're happy to see the breakfast coming back, you know, let us know. From there, we're going to travel across the continent to Disneyland with a couple pieces of news. And the one, and we've talked about this before, but the $2 billion investment project called Disneyland Forward has passed the planning board approval in Anaheim. So there was a meeting on March 11th, and the Anaheim Planning Commission voted 5-1 to approve a proposed $1.9 billion expansion for Disneyland Resort.
Wow.
And we've discussed it before, but the plan would expand both parks around the Disneyland Hotel while also adding new parking and access ramps. The one may be interesting for DVC members. It also included a potential for more hotel rooms, as well as they mentioned 150 new DVC rooms. So we could eventually see another hotel. Now, this is a large project, probably a 10 plus year expansion project, and it does have to still pass one more. This was the Planning Commission, so it still has to go past the town board. That's going to be in April, but you know, it sounds like it's in pretty good shape. And everything we hear about this is it's very exciting, especially those of us that bought at the Disneyland Hotel DVC. If the concept art says anything, the Disneyland Hotel would kind of be right in between two expansion blocks. So you'd be almost
perfect
in the park, which is the only thing that like compared to the Grand Californian, and I love the Grand Californian too, but like as far as like style and feel and everything, I think I like the Disneyland Hotel better. But Grand California, of course, beats the Disneyland Hotel by literally being able to walk into the park from the hotel. If they did this for the Disneyland Hotel, it would be very, very cool. And it would make me even more excited for my points out there. So, what do you think, Sue? Is this?
I'm excited about it because there's not a lot of land out there. So every bit that they can turn into more attractions, I'm just excited. I love Disneyland. It was the first park I ever went to. And I find it fascinating and I find Walt's spirit there when I'm there. So I'm like you, I'm hoping that it's going to, at the Disneyland Hotel, you're going to be able to go from one to the other. Similar to when I was in Paris, the Disney Hotel in Paris leads right into the turnstiles. So you walk out and you're there. And that's so darn convenient, especially if you've got little ones and you need to get them back to the hotel for a little downtime.
Even where it is now, I mean, a lot of Walt Disney World people haven't been out there. And like, it's hard to explain how compact it is versus Walt Disney World. So even though like the Disneyland Hotel is the furthest from the park,
right?
Furthest means it's like, I don't know, 8 minutes or something to walk to the gate. And the monorail's right there too. So if you don't want to go in through the front gate or you're not trying to get to California Adventure, you can hop on the monorail and it plops you right in Tomorrowland, right by the new DVC lounge.
Right, so, right. That's one of the neat things is you're actually going into the park by monorail and you see some of the park from the monorail.
Yeah. Again, much like Vero, definitely an experience everybody should do is go out to Disneyland. I will say I do favor overall Florida, and it's much easier for me, us to get to, you know, relative. I mean, there's direct flights, so we can be in Florida in 2.5 hours versus probably 8 or 9 hours to get to California. We mostly go to Florida, but we are going for the first time in 5 years out to Disneyland in a couple of months. So
nice.
I'm looking forward to seeing that new DVC tower.
Yeah. But for your next story tells us that something may not be open.
Yes, this is true. Well, we know, I think everybody knows that Splash Mountain is being converted to Tiana's Bayou Adventure, but they just announced that at Disneyland, Critter Country is going to be closing at Disneyland on May 1st. Now, this is a temporary closure. They are not getting rid of the Winnie the Pooh attraction. It will still be there, but as of May 1st, they are going to be retheming, you know, the Splash Mountain souvenir shops and things like that. I think what this is about. So the Critter Country land at Disneyland will be closed temporarily starting May 1st to finish the construction of Tiana's Bayou Adventure. This includes the addition of two new themed stores. So one's called Ray's Berets, and Ray is, of course, the Firefly, and that will replace the Briar Patch, which was right almost part of Splash Mountain. It's a place for Disney apparel, toys, and it's themed to Rafe the Firefly and his family. And then Louise Critter Club is taking over the left half of the Pooh Corner store with more apparel, accessories, home decor, and as well as your favorite critters. So I assume that means plushy souvenirs, that type of thing. If you're a fan of the Disneyland Tigger Tail, which I am, if you've never had a Tigger Tail at Disneyland, they are awesome and they're different from what's in Florida. But don't worry, the sweet treats of Pooh Corner will remain. So half of Pooh Corner will still be there. They'll still have Winnie the Pooh souvenirs and things like that. And then there's like a sweet shop there and that will stay as well. The Winnie the Pooh attraction, again, will be closed during the time, but we're not expecting any changes to the attraction. I did see mentioned somewhere that the Hungry Bear, which is kind of on the fringes of Critter Country, will still be open during this, even though everything else is closed. We'll see. I used to love the Hungry Bear. They had some really good food there. I actually loved the fried green tomato sandwich, but I don't think they serve that anymore. But it's always been a pretty solid restaurant, quick service restaurant.
Yep. And they need to keep something open over there for people, because otherwise it's a slight distance away to try and find another restaurant.
Yeah. And well, and you think about it, and Splash Mountain's going to be closed. And also Haunted Mansion is currently closed because of the additional shops that they're going to be putting there and the changes to the queue area. And they still haven't said when that's going to reopen.
Wow.
We're going to be there in late May. I'm thinking that whole little corner there is basically going to be closed. If you don't have Haunted Mansion, you still have Pirates and you still have New Orleans Square, but that side is going to be pretty empty as far as things to do. Things have to be constructed and sometimes you got to close for them. So it's not the worst thing. It's just a couple of shops and Winnie the Pooh.
As long as Pirates is still open.
Yeah, as long as Pirates is still open, because honestly, Winnie the Pooh is probably one of the few attractions in California that's inferior to the Florida one. You know, a lot of them are better out in California, but that one is that one. They're actually very similar. But I think the Florida one is better personally, because like the story scenes are out of order in California. And it makes a lot less sense when they like change around the order of everything. You're like, why am I going to this? You know?
So you get so used to it here in Florida and you go there and it's like, okay. Yeah, I'm coming in at the end of the ride and going backwards almost.
Right.
Yeah.
Heads backwards. Well,
but we have some news on the DVC member cruise for 2025. It's been announced. The cruise dates have been announced. They're going to have a members only trip, which will be a 5-night cruise in 2025, and it will be on the Disney Dream. It's going to feature a stop in Cozumel, Mexico, a day at Castaway Key, and 2 days at sea, which is nice because you get a chance to enjoy the ship. The itinerary is going to be starting on Saturday, August 2nd of 2025, and it's departing from Fort Lauderdale. So not Port Canaveral, but Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Mm-hmm. It'll have the first day at sea on Sunday, arrive in Cozumel on Monday, and then a day at sea on Tuesday, arrive at Castaway Key on Wednesday, and return to Fort Lauderdale on Thursday. So 5-night cruise out of Fort Lauderdale, 2 days at sea, which is really nice. I love when the sea days. Booking is going to take place on Saturday, April 13th of 2024 at 10 a.m. So if you're interested in the members cruise, there's a couple things you should know. First of all, set your clock so that you are there on time, trying to dial in because the cruise different rooms will sell out pretty fast. And no pricing is available right now, so we don't know how many points it's going to take or the cash going to it. But in order to book, you have to be a member that's qualified. So you have to have the membership extras, and that would not be people with the resale. Only qualifying points can be used to book the cruise, and you have to have at least one member book the cruise with qualifying points. The others can be on cash. We're hoping to see between now and April 13th, there should be more news coming out as far as the points for the different staterooms and the cash for the different staterooms as well. But keep that day, April 13th, and 10 o'clock in the morning to book for Saturday, August 2nd, 2025. Have you ever been on a members cruise?
I have not, because even though I do have membership extras, I did buy most of my points resale. We actually now, because of the Disneyland Hotel, have 50 points that would qualify, but it's only 50 points. We have 160 points that we bought in 2014, which do give us the membership extra benefits, except for the ability to use it for Disney Cruise Line or ABD or anything like that. That was the first resale perk they took away from resale, and I don't know exactly the date that they did that. It was before March of 2014, because that's when we bought.
That's when you bought.
Yeah, actually, I didn't even think about that. It's 10 years. 10 years this month.
Yeah,
I've been a member, so I don't know. They should be sending me some kind of anniversary gift, right?
Wahoo. No, probably not. Don't hold your breath.
No. Have you been on a member cruise?
I went on one of the first member cruises, not the first. I actually went on, I think it was the second or third member cruise, and we did enjoy it. I mean, back then, being a founding member, you could only buy points from DVC, and you had to buy 230 was the minimum. So we had saved some of the points, and we used them for the cruise, and it was very interesting. It was neat to meet a lot of members, but my gosh, the swag, it was in your room every single day.
Yeah.
You needed a separate suitcase. And it broke my heart where people were leaving and they're flying home and they had no room for some of the things that they were just leaving it in trash cans. Some were lithographs. There were some beautiful things. But once was enough. I really enjoyed it. And once was enough. Mm. It takes a lot of points for it. Right. So I find going on a Disney cruise that's not a members cruise a little bit more relaxing.
Yeah, and that's true. I know from the itinerary they do have a lot of events for DVC members, mm-hmm. and they bring in like Imagineers and things like that to give presentations. Yeah. So it's very member focused.
Yeah.
And from everything I've heard, everybody really enjoys it. I mean, the one thing I will say, is typically not a great use of points for using them for cruises. Yeah. But again, if you just book one of the people on points and then you pay cash, the cash price they offer for the DVC member cruise is not any higher than a regular cruise.
Right.
It's a comparable rate. So maybe you're technically paying a little extra for the DVC member.
Right.
But you're not if you book for everybody else. So the best way, if you're going to book one of these cruises, is to book one person on your points, book the rest on cash, and then call the DVC rental store and rent out the rest of your points so you can
right.
cash for those cash for the cash.
Right. And keep in mind, I'm putting a little plug in here, but if you want to take a Disney cruise, not a members cruise, but you want to do a Disney cruise and you've bought resale, you can do the swap program through the DVC rental store. And it's actually fewer points for the same room than if you were a member using member points. It's actually lower. So take a look at that because it's a great deal.
You give a better value than Disney does.
Yeah. So, we do. Yeah, and you're not paying the exchange fee on top of it. So it works out to be pretty good. But member cruise, it was nice. I was glad I did it once. Met Art Linkletter on that cruise. And the entertainment was fantastic. But as I said, I wouldn't use points to do it again. And I like member events, but I also like on a cruise to have some downtime and some less noise. And our members are just so happy to be there that they're cheering and there's so many parties going on at the same time.
Yeah. So we got a couple comments. These are showing up from a Facebook user. And I'll put it up in a second. How, if you're using Facebook, you can allow StreamYard to give permission so we can see who you are. But this person said, so I read that Test Track will be refurbished and closed for a year. Yeah, I didn't actually include that in our list of stories because it isn't something that's been officially said by Disney. We usually stick with news. Now, the word on the street is the cast members are being told this, and it has been said by Disney that Test Track 3.0 is coming. I think this is likely, but one of the things we kind of do with this show is we try to stay away from rumors. And so without having any firm dates or anything like that, we weren't going to talk about that. But if anybody's heard this, it's we've likely to happen, but we don't know. We don't have dates yet or anything.
Yeah.
So, and let me just show this real quick. If you look at the bottom of our screen, it says you can go to StreamYard.com/Facebook. And if you give them permission, we can also see who you are when you post a comment. And so someone also commented from Facebook that saying blue card is so much more fun than saying qualifying points. Yeah, I know. Qualify for membership extras. Yeah, I was like saying we're blue card members. And like it's like the platinum card, but only better.
Right. I agree.
But I always worry that new members are going to hear blue card and they're like, what's a blue card?
Right. Well, and now it's virtual cards. So,
Now it's not even a card.
Right. You don't have anything in your wallet anymore.
So, but this wasn't even the only Disney Cruise Line news we had this week.
No, Disney announced their 8th cruise ship that's coming out and they announced what it's going to be called. So they've announced that the newest cruise ship to be added to the fleet will be called the Disney Destiny. So we have the Treasure and then we'll have the Destiny. And according to Disney, quote, the Disney Destiny, which is sister to the Disney Wish and Disney Treasure, will have a first of its kind design theme. It's going to be designed around heroes and villains, drawing on the legacies of beloved Disney stories and characters and theme park attractions. On board, guests will encounter heroes and villains alike, including those from beloved stories and animation, such as The Lion King, Hercules, and 101 Dalmatians. And they'll encounter them within different spaces and experiences and entertainment throughout their voyage. We now know the name of the 8th ship, and we know it's going to be a heroes and villains, which I think is going to be appealing to a lot of people. Yep. People, they love villains. And I'm excited about it because I think it's going to be a different vibe to the cruise.
Yeah, and it almost makes me think, is it going to be a more adult-oriented ship?
That's what I was wondering.
Because, like, little kids don't want to be, like, walking into the kids' club and there's a big Cruella standing there, you know? Disney's always going to be kid-friendly, but it makes me wonder if it's going to be slightly more interesting to adults because I heard this and I was like, oh, this might even get me back on a Disney cruise. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sailing in 2025, which kind of surprised me that it's going to be ready that quickly considering they just laid the keel.
So
I'd assume it was going to be very late in 2025.
I would think so too, but it's, you know, all I can imagine, and I'm hoping, is that they have some type of a villains lounge area. To me, that would be so neat with different concoctions.
Oh, gotta, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love that kind of thing. I'm a villain person. I really do enjoy meeting the villains. And every time Disney had a villain party, they had a couple of them over at Hollywood Studios. Those were sold out events.
Yep. Fans have wanted a villain's park or a villain's land and everything like that. I mean, it's something that fans seem to want. And, you know, I mean, they just talk about Disney villains, but you got Marvel villains, you got Star Wars villains that they can still do on this ship, you know. So there's plenty of characters they can draw from to make this entertaining heroes and villains.
Yeah, and eight ships. Wow.
I know, it's like a serious cruise line now, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a contender.
Yeah, for sure. And with that, we have one more story. And this one was announced just today about Epcot finally finishing with construction. The center section there, they were originally calling it the festival area. I don't know if it's still that. They're actually using Communicore, which is like the old name, right, for that area.
Yeah.
The announcement was Epcot Communicore opens with special Encanto concert. So on June 10th, the reimagining of Epcot will finally be complete with all the construction walls down and the full opening of the Communicore Hall, Mickey's and Friends character greet, which is also going to be in that area, and then the new Communicore Plaza stage. This area will be the home base for Epcot's festivals, and as a celebration, there will be a new limited time show, and I'm going to pronounce this badly because I'm really bad with Spanish, but Celebration Encanto from June 10th to September 6th. The show will run several times throughout the day and will not only invite you and your family to sing along with some of your favorite songs, but you'll also spot Mirabelle and Bruno on the newly opened Communicore Plaza stage. You know, this is some great news that we're finally going to get all the construction walls down. I'm hoping that this will return as a festival center, similar to what they used to do at either the old Wonders of Life, when they, you know, remember they had the festival center inside Wonders of Life, and they had like wine tastings, and they had a place where you could buy the wines from the festival. I would love to see that kind of thing return. I'm a huge food and wine fan, but a lot of stuff never returned from pre-COVID that was part of that festival. And so I'm really hoping that will happen, partly because of they were going to refurb the Wonders of Life pavilion. And my guess is they partially gutted it and then changed their mind. So that poor building's been so abused. I don't know.
It's neglected.
Yeah. But what about you? Are you rooting for some of these things to return soon?
Yeah, I was happy to see them use the term Communicore, because that brings me right back to when Epcot first opened and it was Communicore East and West.
Yeah.
And so you knew if you went, like, I think it was Communicore West, pretty sure, maybe East, but one of the Communicores, you went in there and it had the world's population. And I remember when it first opened, and it was just this continual clock around the world showing the population and as it was growing. And it had different facts about the world, which I thought was really kind of neat. I'm hoping that some of those things also return, some of the, you know, bring us up to date on what's going on, because that's what it's supposed to be about. And like you, I miss having the place to be able to go and taste some different wines and buy some of the wines that you've tasted, which you could do before. But again, that's been gone for a while.
That to me was like, I don't know if I want to call it a bargain, but like it used to be like $12, and you'd go in there and it'd be usually three wine tastings.
Yeah.
It was only $12. And it was like you sat there and you learned about, you know, like one time we went there and it was Argentinian Malbecs. And so they had someone from the wineries come and was talking about it and things like that. And then they would also have the chefs come and do like small
pairings
where you get a small bite of food and a glass of wine. And that was similar price, like $14. And I hope they're making a big enough space to do that. I'm betting they're not, though, but we'll find out.
I hope so too.
I hope they do bring back more of those things, that like Party for the Senses. Can we get that back?
Lots of
really food and wine is great, and walking around the booths is great, but like they used to have some really, really fantastic events in addition to the food booths. And
And those events used to sell out like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You had to book them as soon as possible.
Yeah, and like Party of the Senses, I mean, we haven't been only because it was always like $250 a person, right. And it sold out every time.
Every night
that they had it, it sold out. So, yep. Like, they were making money out of those, and that's why it's always amazed me that it hasn't come back.
Yeah.
Especially that Party of the Senses for a long time was in the exhibition area there between
the Millennial Hall.
Yeah, Millennial Hall, right, between Canada and England. And after COVID, at first, they were using that kind of as part of the festival.
Right.
But now they're not using it at all. It's like, why aren't you bringing back, you know, Party for the Senses at least or something in there? Maybe now that they've finished the festival center, we'll start getting some back.
And also just for some entertainment. I mean, it would be a great place to be able to have some different bands or forms of entertainment, like Streetmosphere entertainment, and be able to sit there and listen to it and kind of cool off for a little while.
Yeah, and I think that was the original plan, right? Was that they were going to have a stage there, and they will have entertainment there during the festivals. I don't know if they're going to move the entertainment that's in the American Pavilion Gardens. I wouldn't think they'd move each to the beat. Because they need all that space.
Right. I think you could have both because the Eat to the Beat gets mobbed. I mean, the lines for people waiting out there well in advance, and a lot of the dining options sell out for the specialized dining so that you have a reserved seat.
I don't think they would move those things there, but I could see them having other things that they move to that area for performances. And, you know, maybe they could have different cultural performers or something like that. This is very cool that we're finally getting full Epcot back open.
Oh, just take down the barriers. Take down the walls.
Take down the walls, yeah. It's pretty good now. The last time when we were there in January, it's much improved over what it was. But yeah, for sure, let's get rid of everything. And Jim Mason, I missed. Oh, my cat's moving my microphone. Ah! Sorry about that. Jim Mason is mentioning that the captain's quarters on the Heroes and Villains ship for all the best hook mates. Yeah, you gotta assume Captain Hook's gonna be on there, right?
Oh yeah.
You can't have a hero and villain Disney ship without Peter Pan and Captain Hook, I think. That would be sacrilege.
Knowing this though, it's kind of exciting because now it's piquing my curiosity and I can't wait for them to announce more plans as to what's going to be on that ship. This one I'm really excited about. And Jim, it sounds like you're excited about it too.
Yep. That's all the news we have. Sue, do you have any travel or any visits to the parks coming up? I know you live very locally, but
I do. I live at the end of World Drive in Celebration, so I'm very close to the parks. I'm hoping to get up to the parks within the next couple of weeks. With spring break, I always assume it's busy, but one of my neighbors has been working there, and this week he was over at Hollywood Studios on Tuesday, as a matter of fact, and he said they were closing restaurants because it was empty.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. We're kind of right in between the, like this week is right in between the college breaks and Canadian breaks.
Right.
And then Easter is going to be starting.
It's like going to be busy. Week. Yep. Yeah. Next week it should be busy.
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to pick up a bunch for Easter. So I guess that makes sense. You'd probably wait till after Easter to go. And
right.
But yeah. Late April is a great time to go.
Yeah. Late April, beginning of May. Always a nice time to go.
Always nice.
And the weather down here has been beautiful. We'll have rain this weekend, so it's a washout. But today it was 82 degrees and like no humidity. So this is just perfect weather.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. We actually don't have any plans on the books for Walt Disney World. We canceled our usual fall trip just because we went so many times the last 2 years and we decided to do something else, but we are heading to Disneyland in May. Excited for that. To me, I'd like to get to Disneyland. Realistically, I'd like to go every like 3 years, maybe is like perfect. And it's been 5 because of COVID. We went to D23 the year before in 2019, right before COVID hit. And then there was a couple years where just things were messed up. So we just haven't really had a chance to get back. So looking forward to that a lot. It's only less than two months away. I better get my dining reservations.
yes, you better.
So with that, I'm going to thank our three sponsors, DVC Rental Store, DVC Resale Market, and Monera Financial, the whole World of DVC platform. And if you're looking to purchase DVC, Sue over next to me here, she does sales with them, so you can contact her. But thanks for their sponsorship of the whole My DVC Points platform, not just this show. Oh, wait, Jim popped up another comment here. Let's see what he's saying here. Making Disneyland this fall for the first time since 2005. Wow, that is going to be very different, sir.
Yes.
Looking forward to my first day at the Disneyland Tower. Yeah, we actually... Nice. I think we have 9 nights at the Disneyland Tower. We're not spending all that time at Disneyland. We have some other plans as well. We want to get down to the San Diego Zoo, but we decided we're going to base, because of our DVC, yep, we're going to base out, yep, of the tower. And we're using, you know, again, we only have 50 points, but you can bank and borrow. So we borrowed, we got 100 points. And I think we originally had 6 nights with that. And then we added some points or some extra nights at 7 months. And I think it's going to be 9, it's either 9 or 10 nights. So I'm really looking forward, wow, to that. Yeah. So it should be fun.
That'll be nice. Very nice.
Yeah. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye from the whole team here at My DVC Points. And everybody have a great evening.
See you, bye, next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.